This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
But I didn't go out searching for one. He just kind of happened upon, I don't know, I obtained him, really, is all.
I obtained him. Like it was a, like you were out on a side quest and it was one of your mission rewards. You've obtained a dog. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, episode 105. It's Ashley and Spider back again. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good. I'm bored.
It's what, week two of quarantine? Two? Well, two. I guess depending on when the quarantine started for whatever area. Yeah, you're in week two. I think I'm starting week two of official quarantine.
Yeah. Well, if you count schools being off, it's week two. If you count official quarantine, it's tomorrow is when it starts, where everything except for essential stuff is closed.
Yeah.
That starts tomorrow.
Yeah, same here.
And then that's going on for 3 weeks, so we'll be closed for at least 4 weeks now instead of just three. Yep. So, yay!
So
yeah, it's really boring when you don't have a job
and just sit at home all day.
You can't do anything. You can't, like, oh, I'm just gonna go to the mall or go see a movie. No, you can't.
Yeah,
you can't even go out to eat anymore. Dine-in is closed.
Yep, take out only.
Can't do anything. So it's been fun.
I've still been working, just been working from home every day, but even that, it's, I mean, because I've been through the work from home every day thing, because back in February of 2017, our building got hit by a tornado, and so it kind of displaced us for a little bit. So I was working from home every day from February to, I want to say, about late April. And it was rough, because it was something that I wasn't really used to, and especially because I had just started a new position. And they didn't really have anything for me to do yet. And so they were like, oh, well, you kind of have to learn the programs that you're going to be working. So here, watch these training videos while you're working from home. And I think I counted them all, and it was 103? Either 103 or 107 training videos of varying lengths. Some of them were as short as, I want to say, maybe 7 minutes. I think the longest one clocked in at like 1 hour and 10.
Oof.
Yeah. So I went insane. But it wasn't as bad as this, because at least after I got off work, I could still go somewhere and I could do something. But yeah, now it's just work from home is, you know, I still have stuff to do. I have assignments that I work on. But, you know, after that, it's like, okay. Close my laptop, done with work, open my personal laptop, watch YouTube. And that's been pretty much all I've been doing.
It's been a time. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah.
I have been holding off on going to the grocery store because I really need to, but because I'm not getting paid now, I'm kind of trying to hold off. I need to file for the whatever. I think there's like a special unemployment or something for the people who are off work because of this.
Yeah.
but I haven't looked into it yet. I'm still going to get one more paycheck, so I have time between now and then before I have to file, but I want to do it sooner rather than later, just because I don't know how long it'll take, and I need to figure right. everything out, and so that'll be fun.
Yeah. It's just an unfortunate situation for everybody.
Yeah. No one wins.
No, not at all.
Well, oh well. I mean, there's nothing we can do.
It's really not. There's nothing we can do except make sure we stay safe and make sure that our loved ones stay safe and just do whatever the government tells us to do and stay home.
Yeah. My friend works at, I don't know what you would call it exactly, if it's like technically a liquor store or a convenience store, because they sell alcohol, but there's also a few other things, mm-hmm. but it's mostly alcohol.
Yeah.
And did you know that liquor stores are considered essential, according to Michigan?
Well, I would hope so.
So she has to stay open, and she's, like, annoyed about it, because...
Yeah.
She would rather stay home, but also she's conflicted because she would rather stay home, but also she needs the money. And if they close, they won't be getting any money.
Right.
So she can't, like, because one of the workers there, I guess, decided, like, she's going to stay home until, you know, everything. I think she has, like, a little kid or something at home. I don't know, whatever her reason. But
yeah.
So my friend would like to do that. But then she's like, then I'm stressing over, you know, if I don't work, I don't get paid. And, you know, so she's been going back and forth. And so I guess the store has decided, you know what? We will reduce our hours by 2. So they open an hour later and close an hour earlier. And she's like, gee, thanks. But I find it kind of ridiculous that liquor stores are considered essential. Liquor stores and convenience stores. Because, like, a gas station and, like, the convenience store that's attached to it, that makes sense. And, right. you know, grocery stores. And here in Michigan, those places also, most of the time, sell, you know, liquor and stuff. Mm-hmm. Grocery stores and gas stations and stuff. But if it's just a convenience store, just a liquor store that doesn't have, like, a gas station and it's not a grocery store, I don't see how yeah. it's essential. So,
I mean, I guess,
I don't know.
You know, it's priorities.
Like they closed, I read that they closed down the liquor stores in Pennsylvania. And in Pennsylvania, I guess, according to my grandma, we've been there, but I don't remember. I was younger, so I didn't pay attention. But they say that, like, you can only, or grandma said that you can only buy liquor at liquor stores. Like, they don't have it. They don't sell it at grocery stores like they do here. I guess uh-huh. it's only at liquor stores, and they close those down in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
But, so then that's also why I'm wondering, like, well, why are we still open here when you can get liquor at, like, grocery stores and gas stations then?
That's a good question. Because the only
Yeah, so time, that's really where it comes from.
The only time that I've gone out, I think I've only gone out, like, maybe twice since the whole... voluntary quarantine mm-hmm. thing has happened. Wants to, you know, I just go get some more food, and then another on a quest for toilet paper, which came up empty. But I haven't been to, like, I went out and got alcohol, but I went to a grocery store and I got it. But I haven't mm-hmm. been to a straight liquor store to see if they were still open. Because I know that in the city they close down all mm-hmm. the bars. The bars are closed down. The clubs are closed down.
Yeah.
And like you said, restaurants are, you know, takeout only. But I don't know about the actual mm-hmm. just straight liquor stores.
Yeah. And I don't know. Peyton said that, like, all the people that come into her store, too, are like, I don't know. I guess they're all like, ah, this is stupid. People should go out if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And Peyton's like, no, I would prefer to not be here, but I kind of have to be.
Right.
And yet you're choosing to go out to all these places, so, like, don't come too close to me.
Exactly. Because our governor signed a mandatory, not say mandatory, but a stay-at-home order. He signed it and it takes effect mm-hmm. today. Well, it took effect today at 5 o'clock our time. And I don't know if it was like a last hurrah or something, but I was looking online today and there was a collection of pictures of people just out at the lake yesterday. Just like it was just a normal Sunday. You had people like sitting in little clusters eating crawfish. And I'm like, that's not like the 6 feet rule that everybody is saying that you should be distancing yourself away from other people. There are people just kind of laying out, sunbathing. They had like a motorcycle club. They were out riding their bikes out there. I'm like, go home. Why are you out?
Yeah, see, our governor just signed it today, and it goes into effect at midnight. Mm-hmm. So technically Tuesday, you know, but...
Right.
So, like, today was the last day of, like, non-essential things being open and stuff.
Yeah.
It said, like, I don't remember, I read it earlier, but it was also, like, any gathering of any sort, no matter what the number, private or public, is, like, you can't do it. So it's, yeah. Like, it doesn't matter, because before, I don't know, you know, for different places, sometimes it was, like, 100 people or 50 people, this is... In Michigan now, it's like, no one. You can't gather. Do not do it. I don't care where it is. You're not allowed. There's still, like, you can still run or walk or, you know, ride your bike or something, like, outside and stuff. But it's like,
yeah,
stay away from people.
Right. Yeah, I think that...
So...
They... put out some kind of mandate that if you're a business and you are discovered holding a gathering, that the city will shut you down. Like, they shut down your business completely. And it's like, I mean, I kind of understand it, but it's like, at times like this, why would you even risk holding any kind of function with a group of people?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I know, you know, people still, well, I'm sure people are still hanging out or...
Oh, absolutely.
...going places or, you know, whatever. And, I mean, I guess if you're both quarantined doing nothing, I guess you can, like, hang out two or three people or something. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just... I mean, if you're really, like, with me, like, how I live by myself, like, I'll probably still go to my parents' house, but that's just right around the block, and I just walk there, and, you know, but, like, I probably won't, you know, be seeing my friend I'll still probably talk to her, like, on Discord, and I'll still text her and stuff, but I probably won't be seeing her for a while, you know, I don't know when the next time I'll be able to will be, especially because her and her mom both work, they're both technically essential workers, so they're still working.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. But, anyway.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like you said, you can't really stop people from wanting to get together. My cousin's fiance just celebrated a birthday. And she was like, oh, well, we're going to just, you know, we didn't go out. We didn't get any food. We didn't, like, cook a whole bunch of stuff. But we were just going to, like, have drinks just to celebrate his birthday or whatever. And my other cousin, who's a nurse, she was like, I'm getting cabin fever. I'm getting stir crazy. She works like 12 plus hour shifts at the hospital. And then when she's at home, she's just at home by herself. And she's like, I'm going mad. I need to get out. And so it's like just them getting together. And I was going to go over there, but I was just like, eh. Maybe not. So I just stayed home. But I mean, just, you know, like the three or four of them or whatever that got together, it's like, you know, it's all family. And family, of course, you know, if somebody's sick, then hopefully your family member will let you know that, like, hey, you know, I haven't been feeling too hot lately. You know, I would love to be there, but I'm just going to go ahead and skip it just out of cautionary, you know, measures for everybody and everything. But, you know, it's just, humans are social creatures, and the social distancing is harder for some people than it is for other people, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's fair. You know, especially, you know, like, you can't go out somewhere. So, I mean, if you're just going to someone's house and just hanging out for a bit or something, I don't see... Because people are, like, mad about that, about friends hanging out and stuff. And, I mean, like, if it's only a few people and, you know, it's only, like, once or twice, depending on how long the quarantine and stuff is, then, I mean, come on, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, I can't imagine, you know, like, someone who lives by themselves, especially if they're not working and they're supposed to just be home and not do anything or see anyone, you know, so. I would say there'd be some exceptions like that, but, yeah, for the most part, just kind of just stay at home.
Right.
If you can.
Yeah, I was going to say, if possible, just stay at home.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the more time that passes with this whole mandatory stay-at-home order or whatever, that the number of new cases that come up every day start to lessen and lessen. And then, you know, I got an email that was basically like, oh, you know, like, here's some good news, because the media is basically like all about, oh, this many people died today. This many people died today. This many people died today. You know, and it's just like all negative. But some of the good news that I got in the email was that China has closed down this last coronavirus hospital because there's not enough new cases to support them. So that's a good thing. It says 103-year-old Chinese grandmother has made a full recovery from COVID-19 after being treated for 6 days in Wuhan, China. In South Korea, the number of new cases are declining. Three Maryland coronavirus patients have fully recovered and they've been able to return to everyday life. And you have Canadian scientists, San Diego, and like a bunch of other different places around the world. They're all working on vaccinations and medicines to help combat the virus. So there's a lot of positive stuff still going on that may not necessarily be shared in the news media every day. It may not necessarily be shared on social media, but at least, you know, in some places, things are getting a little bit better, or they're not as bad as everyone would make it out to seem. Now, you know, it's not to discount the gravity of the situation. It's not to say that this isn't a serious thing, because it absolutely is. But let's not lose hope that, you know, the world is going to collapse into ruin, you know, over this. People are working on finding vaccinations for, people are working on trying to make sure that the people who have been affected get better. And I mean, as of right now, that's the most that we can hope for. So we can get back to normal life as fast as we possibly can.
Correct. You said that nicely.
I feel like for the next few weeks, the beginning of the podcast is going to be about coronavirus. It's a little inevitable, but moving beyond that, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and talking about the way entertainment has shifted in society, because now we are in this season of being isolated, and so we're trying to find things to do, and it's hard because television productions have shut down, movie productions have shut down, so you won't be seeing a lot of, you know, new TV shows and stuff or movies coming out because of everything that's going on. So people are turning to social media for entertainment, and even before all this happened, there's been a big upswing of social media influencers becoming popular for whatever reason that they become popular. So I want to know, like, what your opinion is about, what do you consider to be success? Like, how would you determine if someone is successful?
I think it depends on, like, the person who's doing whatever. I think it depends on their version, because for some people, it's, like, you know, the number of hits on something they get, or views, you know, whether it's like a picture on Instagram, you know, like how many, or on Twitter or on YouTube or whatever, how many views and stuff, like you can see that. For some people, it's how many likes you can get. For right. some people, it's how much exposure they can get, like followers they can get. So I think it kind of just depends on the person when it comes to something like that, like social media related, mm-hmm. Or really just in general, because for some people, they're happy, you know, at whatever position they are in work at work, and some people want to go as far up as they can.
Yeah.
So I think really it just kind of depends on everyone's own, like, personal definition of successful. Okay. I think it just changes for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see that. For me, I was thinking, like, I would determine if somebody is a success, and I feel like, just because I had this thought, I feel like I'm going to come off sounding really judgy. But a lot of people have fame. Like, a lot of people are popular. They're famous. But I wouldn't necessarily consider them to be a success because mm-hmm. of, right now, the ease that fame comes by. Because I would say mm-hmm. 15 years ago, it took a lot of effort for a person to become famous, whether you were an artist or a musician or an actor, actress, director, something like that. It took a lot of effort. It took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of recognition. It took a lot of trial and error for a person to become famous and to be considered very prolific in their craft. But now, with today's social media influencers, a person can become famous off of one video, you know, that they mm-hmm. may not even have put a whole lot of effort into, but it just so happened that it was a little bit funny, it was a little bit wild, it was a little bit surprising, and it goes viral. And mm-hmm. from then on, they garner following, and next thing you know, they're Instagram famous or YouTube famous or TikTok famous or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I would say that person, yes, is famous, but I wouldn't say that person is successful unless they do something with that fame. If they turn it into a brand, if they turn it into, you know, becoming an advocate for a certain cause, if they turn it into bringing awareness about something, or if they turn it into, you know, a marketing, like, pyramid or a marketing empire. If you can take mm-hmm. that fame that kind of came out of nowhere and just fell into your lap, and you can take that and bring it to new horizons, then I would consider that to be a successful venture. Like, case in point, I am on TikTok, and I know you know this, but I don't know if all the listeners know this. But there are some videos that I work really hard on, and I put a lot of effort into it. And because of the way TikTok's algorithm works and the way it disseminates your videos out to different people, some of those videos don't get a lot of views, they don't get a lot of likes. But then again, there are some videos that I don't really put a lot of effort in. I just kind of piggyback off something that somebody else did. I do edit. And next thing you know, the video blows up. Right? Mm-hmm. And so I definitely don't consider myself to be TikTok famous by no stretch of the imagination. And just because I have a video, a single solitary video, maybe two or three videos that have garnered a lot of attention and just kind of blew up in popularity, I wouldn't consider myself to be a success in that right. Because I feel like, one, I don't have by social media standards, I don't have the following. And two, I haven't done anything. And I think that's, for me, that's like my biggest barometer of success. Like, what have you done with the attention that you've gotten? But I agree with what you're saying as well, because a person's personal success is a lot more important than if somebody else considers you to be a success. Like you say, mm-hmm. if somebody is working in a job, and even though they may not be at the highest position, that might be the highest position that they've ever been. So they consider that to be a success because they're more financially stable than they've ever been before in their lives. So that would be a success to them. Or mm-hmm. they've gotten into a position to where, you know, they've improved their lives so much that they can, you know, take a 2-week vacation, which is something that they've never been able to do before. So that's a success to them. But yeah, definitely yours is a lot better than mine, I would say. But I didn't think about that. I was thinking about it from a whole a fame standpoint, but you're thinking of it as a personal success standpoint. I think that's really good.
Well, good, because you had a lot more time to think about it than I did.
That's very true.
But yeah, I think there's this constant stress in, I don't know, I guess just life mm-hmm. of, you know, people stressing the fact that you need to keep going higher and higher. And I don't think you have to. I think if you're comfortable with where you are yeah. and if it's working out for you, I don't think you have to keep trying to go higher and do better. I don't think there's a reason to. If you want to, go for it. But if you don't have to and you don't want to and you're fine, you know, where you are, then I don't see the point.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Well, that was nice. Because I'm gonna bring it back to the virus.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just want to know how you've been passing time and how you've been keeping yourself sane.
Oh, sane is a very relative term. Basically, what I've been doing this whole time is just a big thing that I've been doing to keep myself sane is not talking properly. But what I've been doing is I've been staying away from the news. Just like live news, like on television. I don't think I've turned the TV on to watch television in, I would say, probably about 5 or 6 days. I'll turn it on to like maybe watch Netflix, or I'll turn it on to play video games, but like I haven't watched regular television in a while. And I just, because I even if I stay away from the news, if I try to watch another show, it might get interrupted by, you know, White House press conference or mm-hmm. some other like local press conference because the mayor or the governor has something that they need to say. And it's just at this point, I am at capacity with taking in new information about what's going on. At least being given to me, being forced at me. Like, I will still go out and I'll look, okay, well, let me see, you know, what new updates that there are. I'll go and look at headlines, or I'll go read an article or something like that. But that's at, you know, my leisure. I can go out and go look at it. I don't need something being blasted in my face every time I turn the channel. So I've been staying away from live news, and at minimum, you know, maybe 1 or 2 headlines a day. Looking at a lot of memes, because there's no shortage of coronavirus memes going around. But other than that, just keeping up with Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter, watching some videos on YouTube, playing video games, listening to podcasts, trying to keep myself as entertained as possible. I was telling my friend the other day that I need to get back to like at least doing some kind of exercise, if not daily, but maybe every other day. Because I like I said before, I'm on my laptop, my work laptop, for 8 hours a day. Close my work laptop, I turn about 40 degrees to the left, and I open up my personal laptop and I start watching videos. And I sit on the couch and I don't get up. And I need to get up. I need to move around. I need to become active. definitely trying not to eat myself out of house and home, because one, going to the store is a nightmare because everybody yeah. wants to buy up everything. But on top of that, you know, I don't want to be unhealthy, you know, especially since I'm not moving around. I don't want to just, you know, eat and then just become a danger to myself or anything. But I have a few shows on Netflix that I want to start watching, but I feel like binging is kind of sort of a little detrimental, because then you're still just sitting there not doing anything. So I think the latest thing that I watched, Frozen 2 came out on Disney Plus, and I just watched that. And I watched a show on Netflix just this past weekend called 100 People, I think is what the name of it was. Really interesting show. It's these three, I think they're comedians, but they have taken a group of 100 people and all different, all different ages, races, body types, you know, religious beliefs, all different kind of stuff. And they let the people remain anonymous. They're just known by their numbers. And they perform a series of tests just to kind of see, like, are these societal preconceived notions or are these stereotypes actually true? But it was a pretty interesting show. It was a short season. I think there were only, like, 8 or 10 episodes with it. So that was like a kind of a quick binge. Just like, really, it was a Saturday evening. I got through all of them. But something like that is fine. And I think finding interesting shows like that, stuff that I wouldn't normally watch had, you know, any of all of this ever happened, and trying to find new interests, I think, is what's been kind of keeping me sane. What about you?
Well, one of the big things is, like you said, like the moving around and stuff. So I've been going on walks with my dog, because I have a dog now. So that's been a thing. Because, you know, it's quarantine. Everyone's getting a dog. Jeremy got one.
Jeremy did get a dog.
But I didn't go out searching for one. He just kind of happened upon, I don't know, I obtained him, really, is all.
I obtained him. Like it was a, like you were out on a side quest and it was one of your mission rewards. You've obtained a dog.
Well, long story short, he was meant to be my friend's. Because of the home he came from, it wasn't working out, so she was going to get him, but then it wasn't working out at her house because her dog, one of her dogs and this one weren't getting along, so now he's mine. So, that's pretty much how it happened.
Gotcha.
But, so I've been taking him on walks. I take him on at least one a day, if not two, and it's usually about 20 minutes or so, just to give him some exercise and myself. I've been watching a lot of Ray, specifically as like Pokemon randomizers on YouTube.
Okay.
So some of them are kind of old, yeah. But it's easy to just kind of put on for like background noise, because I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing too, because that just came out on Friday. So I've been playing that. I kind of burned myself out on I was watching a lot of K-dramas on Netflix. And they're usually, I forget how many episodes there, because they all seem to be about the same. It's like 10, 16? I don't remember how many episodes, but I finished two of them, and each episode's like an hour long. I finished two of them, and I'm in the middle of a third one. I think I'm towards the end. And they're all kind of the same. They all had to do with, like, they all were, like, had to deal with cops, pretty much. And okay. Two of them had to deal with time travel. But they were really interesting. I watched The Tunnel, or I think it was just called Tunnel. or voice or whatever, and I'm in the middle of watching another one that I can't remember the name of. But I was watching those before, like, when I was still working, so I kind of burned myself out on it now. So I haven't finished the one yet. And there's one that I've been... Kingdom came back for season 2, and I haven't even started that yet. It's only been out for, like, a week or two. But I haven't watched any more of that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to. So those are a couple things that I need to finish. But those are things that, because they're subtitled, I have to sit there and watch them. And because I've been playing, like, Animal Crossing, that's why I've pretty much just been putting, like, Ray on in the background. Because I don't have to pay attention to it, and I don't have to read the subtitles.
Yeah.
And I have this puzzle that I've been working on for a few weeks now, because I only work on it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gradient. I'll send you a picture of it later if I remember. So it's kind of hard. And it's 1,000 pieces.
Ooh.
So. I've gotten the border done, and I started on the purple. I've done a lot of the purple. But there is, like, 2 border pieces that I'm missing that I must have not sorted through properly. So they're in the box somewhere. But so other than that, part is completed. I always end up seeming to miss a few of the border pieces when I'm trying to sort them out. I don't know how I do it, but... So I've been slowly working on that.
Yeah.
That's another thing. If I'm watching something with subtitles, I can't work on it. Plus, Animal Crossing, like I said, just came out, so I've been playing that a lot. That's pretty much all I've been doing. I haven't really gone to my parents' house because I was sick earlier in the week.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, quarantined myself, but it only lasted for, like 5 days, and it didn't have any of the, like, coughing or chest pains or, like, the normal what you think of with coronavirus, so...
Okay, what I
said. Pretty sure it wasn't that. I think it was just normal sick.
Yeah.
But I didn't... I haven't gone over to my parents recently because they were still working. I don't think they will be starting tomorrow, though.
No, I seriously doubt that.
Yeah, so they were still working, but all my siblings were home. And that's another thing that my mom was complaining about, rightfully, where, you know, her and dad were still working full-time like normal, but the kids were off school, so they had, like... They had work that they're supposed to be doing, you know, like stuff they're supposed to be turning in online and worksheets they're supposed to be doing and whatever. And if they didn't do it during the day when my parents were at work, then when my parents got home, they'd have to, you know, kind of get on them about doing it. And then at work, mom would be getting emails from teachers saying that, like, they weren't turning stuff in or, you know, something. And mom's like, this is week one. And it's like... She's like, we're still working full-time like normal. Plus, you know, the only time we get to see the kids are at night. Now when we see them, we have to get on them about homework. And then if they don't turn it in, then I get an email that they didn't get it turned in while I'm still at work. And plus, I'm not a teacher, so it's kind of hard for me to help them with this work when I don't really know what's going on.
Right.
You know, so she was talking about that. I'm like, yeah, that's all fair. So I know, like, especially for parents, I'm sure it's been really stressful, because I know just for mine it has been, so I'm sure, for other people it has been, too.
I've been seeing a lot of people on social media just in this last week. They're like, I have such a greater appreciation for teachers now, because I don't know how they do this. So, like, I only have one child, and they're driving me crazy with the schoolwork. Mm-hmm. I don't even know half of this stuff anymore. And, you know, teachers have to deal with it. They have, like, 20, 30 kids in their class, and wow. They're mm-hmm. like, so can we go ahead and get teachers that raise that they've been asking for, like, the past 10 years? Yeah, parents are stressed
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Parents are extremely stressed out.
Ones who, even if they, you know, at the shutdown starting tomorrow, even like the essential workers, if they're still going to be working, then it's still going to be hard. And we've got at least another 3 weeks now, this week and another 2 weeks after, at least.
Yeah.
Because of the shutdown. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Technically, next week was supposed to be our spring break. So technically, okay, we would have only been missing 3 weeks. So I don't know if they'll have work technically to do next week, or if they're going to give them like the normal break that they would have for spring break. But
yeah,
I guess we'll see what the teachers end up doing. And then plus, because originally it was only for the 3 weeks, so I don't know how much work they have. So I don't know if they'll have to come pick up more, will get emailed or something for that extra week now. Plus, if we end up going longer, because people were saying, I don't know, just rando people were saying that schools might be closed closer to like 6 or 8 weeks rather than just the original 3, which now it's already turned into 4. So yeah, we'll see. And we'll see how long the shutdown of everything goes. It's a crazy time. And I'm just doing my best to stay not crazy. But I don't know. It's given me a lot of time to bond with Toby, the dog.
Which is always a good thing, especially when you have a new dog.
Yes. And he's a Shiba, so he's a mess, as Shibas are.
So I've heard.
Yes, they're very dramatic, and he is very dramatic.
Well, it definitely means that things will be entertaining, to say the least.
Well, already, like, Smokey, I don't know if he's going stir crazy or what. I mean, cats do it sometimes, but he was running around. I think he did it twice today at different times, but he would, like, get in a really crazy mood and kind of run around, and then Toby would, like, chase him for a minute and then go back and lay down, and then Smokey get crazy again, so Toby'd like chase him again for a minute, and then I was like, all right. It was just a lot.
Yeah.
Toby's also picky with treats, so I don't have any treats for him because he doesn't like the kind I gave him.
Oh.
Or I have for him, so I have to buy some more eventually whenever I get to the store that hopefully he'll like.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun dealing with a dog. I never thought I would get a dog, so it's been a lot of adjusting just for that.
Right.
And he doesn't like to be left alone, so it's kind of good that I have this bonding time with him to hopefully he'll get used to me being here, but
right.
You know, when I do eventually go back to work and stuff, that I can put him in a bedroom and just be like, all right, just, you've got food and water, just hang out here till I get home.
Yeah.
Because I think there's only one day, because I got him on a Sunday and I worked on Monday and then I stayed home the rest of the week because I was sick. So it only was one day.
Yeah.
He didn't like it.
I bet he didn't.
But I keep him in my room when I sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep the door closed because he, you know, just him and Smokey aren't too, I mean, they're getting better, but, you know, it was new for the both of them, so I just don't want to leave them unsupervised.
Yeah.
And he's lived with a cat and other dogs before, and Smokey's lived with other cats and dogs, so, you know, they'll be fine, but it's just new for both of them, so. But they've been doing pretty well, so it's been going good.
That's good.
But they're definitely keeping me entertained and, you know, focused on them a lot, because it's like the second you go on Facebook, it's just, there's nothing except the coronavirus on Facebook.
Right.
Doesn't matter who or what group or anything. That's all it is. So I try not to go on there too much.
I've been seeing a lot of challenges on Instagram. It's very interesting that what people are doing on their Instagram stories. The ones that I've seen the most are the shot for shot challenges, where I don't know who started it, but apparently somebody started it and said, if you see this and I've tagged you, I'm taking a shot. So you take a shot and then you tag whoever you want to tag. And so basically it's just a bunch of people like, I'm taking a shot and I tag these people, so they have to take a shot. And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't necessarily know what that accomplishes, but
yeah,
it's something. And the other one, pretty much. The other one that I've seen has been a push-up challenge.
I saw that Barbara did it.
Did she? I haven't seen that one.
Yes, I mean she did push-ups. Oh. I saw on her Instagram story, so I assumed that's what it was for. But now I don't know.
It might have been. Yeah, no, I must have missed that one. But yeah, it's basically the same thing as the shot challenge, that somebody will do 10 or 15 or 20 or however many push-ups they deem, and they're like, I challenge these people to also do push-ups. And you know, I can understand that one because it's a good way to at least keep people active and, you know, move mm-hmm. and do some kind of exercise and stuff like that. So. But you gotta do something.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's a really good thing that Animal Crossing came out at like the perfect time, because so many people are just playing that. And, you know, it's helpful to kind of help you not focus on reality for a bit and focus on making your island look really nice and get new villagers and, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. And then you can, like, I visited my cousin's island and she visited mine, and I had another, like, friend come over and visit my island, so... You know, you could do, like, that kind of thing and stuff. So, definitely came out at a really nice time.
Yeah, and then you have people like me who don't have a Switch, so they can't play Animal Crossing.
I know, it's really sad. I loved when I got my Switch, like, you know, when I finally got it, it was really nice. Mm-hmm. But also, if I would have known, I would have held off a few more months, because then the Animal Crossing Switch came out and it looked really pretty. So I would have rather had that, but yeah. I was like, well, too late now. I already got this normal one. But if I had the extra money, I totally would have bought it. But no, I don't.
Yeah.
So I'm jealous of everyone who got it. So pretty. Not even, like, the reason I wanted it wasn't because it was Animal Crossing, it was just because it was pretty. Like, I liked the colors of the two controllers.
Yeah.
Especially the one which is, like, a lighter blue. If I could have, because one was, like, a teal and one was, like, a lighter blue. And if I could have gotten two of the lighter blue, like, mm-hmm. that's my ultimate, what I would prefer, either two of the normal blue or two of that lighter blue. That's what my, what, if I had an option of custom controllers, that's what I would want.
Yeah.
My favorite color. Hey, there's a question. What's your favorite color?
It is blue, but more because you know my mind and how it works. But more specifically, yes. it's a very certain blue. It's called International Klein Blue. So you get a chance to look that up.
I'll do it right now. Once I spell blue correctly. See, it's a pretty blue.
Yeah.
But there's like five different shades of it on here, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
They're all pretty. Well, except that one. let me go to the wiki.
I don't remember. There we go. I don't remember exactly how I found it. But when I did find it, I was like, yes, that is the exact color that I, that's the one that's my favorite.
Decided that one. Yeah, it's a really, like, vibrant blue.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that, because, like, the vibrant blues are kind of too bright for me.
Yeah?
Like, the shade itself is fine, but it's almost too bright.
Mm. Well, I mean, I feel like it depends on what you do with it. Like, because depending on the medium, it may look different.
I suppose. I just like blue. I'm not too picky, because mm-hmm. I like I kind of prefer a lighter blue, as like I don't really care for like navy blue.
No.
So like lighter blues from that, but I don't really care if it's like a like the Switch the normal blue, like that one's fine, but then like my headphones are like a lighter color.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, they're both different shades of blue, but they're still, I like them. So I'm not too picky about it. But I mean, that's a question that, or that's an answer I have to give a lot with my kids at school. So I was just like, with them, I always know their favorite colors and they know mine, but I realized I don't know yours.
I feel like it may have been a long time ago that we discussed favorite colors.
Maybe. Now I need to think of like some basic questions. Like
maybe that'll be my topic. We'll have to revisit some of the basic get to know you questions that we've forgotten over the 2 years we've been
What's
doing
this. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite animal? You know, all the questions that you get asked by like 3 and 4 year olds.
Right. If you could have any superpower, what superpower would it be?
I'll see if I can make a decent list, and if I can, then that'll be my topic next time. If I can't, well, then it won't be.
We'll just run through.
Yeah. Well, man, I feel like this is kind of short today. I feel like we talked about a lot of Corona.
Yeah.
And that was worth it. What are we going to talk about next time if we can't talk about Corona? We talked about it entirely this time.
I'm pretty sure we record tomorrow. I was about to say between now and next week, they'll probably have a lot going on. But between today and tomorrow, exactly. I don't know.
That's what I mean. If it was next week, yeah, but it's tomorrow.
We'll figure something out. I don't know. We'll more with less.
Not the first time we've recorded 2 days in a row.
No, it's not. But to our listeners, let us know what it is that you're doing to keep yourself sane during this crazy time of social distancing. I've seen people just have like video chat parties where they all get together just on a video chat and they just either play games or they just basically like a FaceTime call. Because I've seen that somebody said that just because we're social distancing doesn't mean that we have to distance ourselves from each other, which I thought was pretty nice. Because just because you can't physically be next to somebody, we have more than enough technology to where we can still keep in touch with each other. And whatever it is that you're doing to maintain your sanity or keep yourself entertained during this time, I implore you to continue to reach out to your friends, check up on your family, make sure that you're putting a little bit of effort to just talk to somebody, you know, like at least once a day, whether it's through text, email, social media, video chat, face chat, any kind of way, just talk to somebody. 'Cause isolation in this time, you will literally lose your mind. It's not good, but everybody needs somebody sometimes. That's a song, a very old song. You might not know it.
Oh, that reminded me of a Monster X song, because it's called Somebody's Somebody. Oh. Everybody wants to be somebody's somebody.
Oh, okay. I think I like that.
I enjoy it. Check it out. Check out Monsta X's new album. It's completely in English. I think it's their first U.S. album, technically.
Ooh, interesting. I will have to look that up. There is, and I don't think he listens to the podcast, but if he did, he'd be very upset. There's a friend of mine that I'm friends with on TikTok, and we were talking probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, something like that, and I was live on TikTok and I was playing music and I think I came across a BTS song and he was like, I didn't know you listen to K-pop. And I was like, oh, well, my co-host Ashley is the one that kind of got me into BTS and listening to them and I like their music. He was like, well, have you listened to anybody else? I was like, well, she's giving me playlists of a bunch of other artists. Couldn't tell you who they were. And he was like, well,
by the way.
He was like, I'll give you a list of artists for you to listen to. I was like, listen, You can give it to me. I cannot promise you that I'll listen to it, but
yeah.
I will hold on to it just in case that one day I ever come back to it, then maybe I'll give it a listen. But I remember he was asking me, he was like, well, what other artists do she listen, or what other groups does she listen to? And I was like, she's told me so many times, and I cannot for the life of me think of anybody else other than BTS right now. And now that you just said Monsta X, I was like, that was the other one. Because I was like, I know there's another one. Because she said that they were going to the concert because they couldn't go to the BTS concert. And I cannot think of the name of the group.
Yep, it's Monsta X.
You know, I mean, you know how my memory is. And it's just...
Yes.
And then alcohol was involved, so that didn't help either.
Yeah, I'll have to update my playlist, and I don't know, maybe I'll resend them to you when I update them, just to let you know.
Awesome.
And, because I know there's a lot new, like, Bangtan's new album has come out now, and Monsta X's, and I'm sure there's plenty of other songs that I've downloaded, whether they're new to me or new in general, so
yeah.
I'll have to figure out when the last time I updated those was, because I forgot about them, so it's probably been a few months.
Yeah, I think it has been since the last time you updated it.
Yeah, so my bad. I'll do that sometime, you know, this week because of quarantine.
That's a good way to pass the time. Just start going through songs and adding them to the playlist.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else is a good time? For you to go through and listen to those songs.
You know, that's a it's a very good point. At one point, I did go through... I can't for sure say how many songs I got through, but I remember it was right after you sent it to me.
A lot.
Maybe a couple days after you sent me the playlist, I listened to one of them, and I got through a good number of songs while I was at work and I was doing something. I was just listening to it while I was working. But yeah, it'll definitely be a good time for me while I'm going through my day and go back through that playlist and give it all over to listen again.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs, because I made two. One was specifically just Bangtan, and the other one was, like, all the K-pop I have, so it's a lot, but, I mean, it's there if you've got time.
Right.
Which,
just have nothing but time right now.
True. I don't remember what the playlists are called. I will try and search.
One of them was in Korean, I believe.
It was in Korean?
I think the title of it was in Korean, yes.
Must have been Bangtan. But...
One of them is called K-pop. Yeah, and the other one is in Korean, and there's a heart emoji at the end of it.
What color is the heart emoji?
It's pink with yellow sparkles.
It's this one. All right, I'll take a screenshot of that so I know to update that one. And maybe that one is just called K-pop.
It's K-pop with a pink flower emoji at the end of it.
See, these are why I have like 1,000 that are called the same thing. So that's why I put emojis at the end so I know. All right, I found the playlist.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I thought to mention the emojis.
Yeah, I don't think it tells me when it was last updated.
Oh, okay. But let me see.
Edit on this one, but I didn't do anything, but I hit edit, so I don't know if that counts. Whoops.
No, it doesn't tell me either, so no idea.
Well, it's been a while. I know that for sure, so I'll work on those this week.
Okay.
All I have to do is just add things. It's not that hard.
You're right. But you'll work on it.
Yeah. I don't know how many songs I have to add. It's been a while. Well, there you go. Then you can tell your friend what groups I listen to, because it's a lot.
Yeah. Because I was just about to say, I don't know why I didn't just go into my phone and look at it, but I was on my phone because I was live on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, next time.
Next time. I'll have to, I don't want to even say what I have to do because I know I probably won't do it, but there's things that I can do to get through to that. But anyway, to our listeners, yeah, stay sane, keep in touch with people, but share with us what it is that you're doing to make sure that you stay entertained and that you just kind of keep yourself occupied. You can send that to us very easily through social media. You can find us on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on our page. You can click that, send us a message, ask us a question, anything you want to do. You can also find us on Facebook. Just search Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. You search for us, send us a message on Facebook, or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Tweet us, send us stories, leave us reviews, leave us comments. Anything that you want to send us, we'd be more than happy to hear it. Speaking of reviews, if you want to keep up with the show, you can subscribe to the podcast on all podcast streaming services. Just search Spider Bites Podcast in Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, any one of those streaming services. Just search for us. You'll be able to find us. And then you can subscribe to us. And we ask, if you do subscribe, if you could leave us a rating and a review. The ratings help move us up in those podcast charts so that if someone is looking for a new podcast to listen to, then we will be more likely to show up for them on those charts. The reviews help us because it lets us know what you think of the show. If it's something that you like, if we're doing things that you find entertaining, or if there's things that we're doing that you think we can improve upon, things that you think we can change that will make it a more entertaining show to you, you can leave us that in the review and then we'll take that so we can produce a better quality show for you. But if you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with us by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can scroll down to any episode that you want to on the list. You can access it from any browser, anything that you can access the internet on. You can go to our website. You can find the episode that you want to listen to. Click play, and it'll start playing right there on your browser, whether it's a laptop, desktop, PC, tablet, phone. If you can get to the internet on it, then you can find our website. You can get in touch with myself or Ashley personally through our social media links. They'll be in the description of the show, as well as all the other links that I just mentioned. And Ashley just sent me a picture. Oh, look at Toby. Such a cute pupper.
That's my dog.
He is adorable.
I sent it while you're doing the outro because I don't know. I was like,
because why not?
But there he is. He's small. I'd never seen an adult Shiba like in person before. They're really small.
Shiba's a cute
size dogs. Yes. Everyone says he looks like a fox. Yeah, like my parents. Yeah, because I don't think they'd ever seen like Shibas or Carrick, you know, and then they saw him, they're like, oh, he looks like a fox. Like, thanks.
Yeah, the only Shibas that I've really seen like talking about it are Ray's dogs.
Yeah, that was like the only time I'd ever really seen like adult Shibas. And like I've seen puppies like at the mall, at the puppy store, but never saw like a full grown one because he's 3, so he's not getting any bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're smaller than, and it's weird now to see like all the dogs that like at my parents' house and then like the dogs I dog sit and stuff, because they're like normal big size dogs, so now to see them like, God, you're huge. I'm gonna see him now. I see him every day. So but yeah, he's just little. Not like little like, not like, you know, a weeder dog or,
like, yeah, a teacup dog or whatever.
Yeah, not like that. He's like medium sized, but yeah, to me that's little because I'm used to the bigger dogs.
Right.
But yeah, so there he is. He's cute.
Oh, that's another thing to all of our listeners. If you want to send us pictures of your pets, we would very much like to see those. That would be awesome.
I love that.
That would be absolutely amazing. Especially whether it's on Facebook or Twitter. I think it's a little bit harder to send pictures over Tumblr messages or through the Ask and Tumblr. But Facebook, Twitter, email. I didn't mention email. SpiderBitesPodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, Facebook, Twitter, email. Send us pictures of your pets. That would be absolutely wonderful. Even though this is an audio only podcast, so you won't be able to see other people's pets, but we will be able to see them. And if we get some, we'll post them on social media. And that would be great.
We're allowed to.
If we're allowed to. Yes. Give us consent to post pictures of your pets on our social media and we will post them. If you don't want us to and you just want to send them to us, we will enjoy them just as much.
If you want to post Toby, you can. I give you permission.
I appreciate that.
Well, all right. That was fun.
Yeah, and we got to our fairly normal episode length.
See, we got there by... What were we doing? We were talking about something.
We were just
K-pop.
Talking. Yeah, there it is. K-pop is always a good conversation extender.
So you're welcome.
Oh, well, to all of our listeners, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
See ya.